You can't imagine how much power them bulls have, how strong they are. Everything they touch, they hurt.
The 36th annual McCracken Rodeo is underway. The Morning Blend's Jeff Liker speaks with Roger Legliner and Alan McCoy to get all the details on this episode of the Post Podcast.
Let's get down to the brass tacks here real quick. Go ahead and give us the rundown of the McCracken Rodeo. What can we expect?
Well, I think we got a good rodeo lined up for this year. Alan's brought excellent stock he can talk about here in just a minute, but kind of the usual events we have. We got Iceman, got a nice, he's our clown or funny man this year, so the kids will enjoy him. We've got mutton busting for those kids. It starts at 6 o'clock each night. Rodeo starts at 7:30 this year instead of 8 o'clock, so you might make a mental note of that. We're going to start a little bit early, so we have a little more time for the band or the rodeo dance afterwards. But anyway, just the golf tournament, the trail ride, museum, a lot of things going on. Got a nice weekend lined up.
Very cool. Iceman, that is a cool name for a rodeo clown. I'll be completely honest. Like, that sounds like an American Gladiator, but in a way it kind of is, though, too, if you think about it. Like, that was always my favorite part of the rodeo, was like watching the clown. But that probably has to take a special breed of person to want to get out there and, you know, intentionally try to get hit by the bull and whatnot, too.
So. Absolutely. Yeah. He's a good entertainer. He is. We concentrate on our rodeos being family friendly.
Yeah.
He's actually a retired principal of school, so he keeps things very clean, very family oriented. Yeah.
Very cool. All right. What else have we got going on the McCracken Rodeo then?
Several things. If you don't mind, Alan can tell us about some of his stock he brought, and yeah. I think he's got some excellent stock.
Yeah, let's hear it.
One thing we do have this year, we've got about twice as many bull riders as we've had the last year or two. And so I think people are going to get to see a lot of bull riding.
Oh, that's very cool.
And
yeah.
That's always exciting. And I think people like bull riding.
Yeah, yeah. I've never done it myself. I can attest James has probably never done it either.
No. And these gentlemen probably remember, you know, the first times they were coming in, I didn't know anything about rodeo. They kind of gave me a little bit of education.
Right. I would imagine that it's probably like the longest 8 seconds of your life, though, too.
I can about imagine. Alan, did you ever ride bulls?
Yes, I did.
I thought
but
you did.
I didn't ride very long.
Did you ever get on a bull? Maybe I should have re-asked
that.
Yeah,
I've been on some bulls. I never rode them very long.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, like I said, that's got to be the longest amount of time of your life and everything. And then, like, I would imagine that, like, time just kind of slows down as you're falling to the dirt and everything. And, it, like I said, it takes a different breed of people, but it's so, so cool, especially, like, as a kid, you're just mesmerized by that type of thing.
Yeah.
And the main thing, you can't imagine how much power them bulls have.
Yeah.
How strong they are.
Mm-hmm.
Everything they touch, they hurt.
Yeah. I mean, like, I used to help my grandpa out in Oberlin with some just some standard dairy cows. And those things were, especially like during heifer season, calving season and everything like that, they got mean.
Yep.
And everything. So, yeah. And I can't imagine that adding horns onto that or pointy ends onto that just terrifies me and everything. Anything else that we want to cover on the rodeo here?
If you're in town here in Hayes, you want to get an advance ticket. So we try to keep it, like I said, family oriented. So it's cost prohibitive. Adults are just $10 at the gate or $8 in advance. And the kids, 5 to 12 or $7 at the gate or $5 in advance. And like I said, if you're in Hayes here, you can get your tickets at Vanderbilt's or Orchland's, Farm and Home, Nest City, G&L Pharmacy, Joaquini at Kaiser True Value, or there in La Crosse at Easy Mart, Farmers Bank and Trust, Nacoma State Bank, Rush County Pharmacy. So the concessions are cheap and the gate tickets, I don't know, you can go anywhere for and get entertained that length of time for that kind of money. So we try to keep it that way.
And each ticket gets you into all four nights?
No, that is not correct.
Okay.
Wednesday night, last night was our barrel racing. It was free. Tonight is slack. It's the carryover when the perfs are full. So tonight is free.
Okay.
So a ticket for Friday night and Saturday night. You'll have to buy a ticket for each night.
Okay. All right. Yes. Thank you for clarifying that. I couldn't find that in the press release or anything, but that's good to know. But still, like, even for both both nights, that's relatively cheap entertainment right there for a lot that you get.
Yep. Hi, Alan, you got anything else to...
Well, we've got a good lineup of cowboys and cowgirls. The quality of our contestants is really good this year.
I think there's 200-plus contestants, so got a good turnout, a good draw. And like I said, we do have a dance each night after the rodeo, and that always goes over very, very well. It's right there on the grounds.
Okay. Very cool. All right. Roger Leglider and Alan McCoy, thank you so much for joining us here. Go check out the McCracken Rodeo and get your tickets available in Hayes, Waukini, La Crosse, Ness City, and, of course, McCracken.
Y'all come out. We look forward to seeing you.